He said, don't wait until the storm shows up. You tell it not to show up. Now, I'm going to tell you what he told me. He said, we watched the news media. What's it called? The weatherman called, what's his name? Meteorology. Okay. He said, they have all those, listen now, and they think they're so wise. They have all these instruments, they locate them and track them down and show you what they're doing. He said, but none of them stop them. He said, but you can stop them. That's the many side wisdom of God. You tell that storm, you don't have no business on my property. You tell that sickness, you don't have no business in my house. And you have wisdom, insight. Oh, my Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I got to read this one. Thank you, Lord. I know of it, but he's telling me to do it. Let me read you a little Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8. I want to pick up. I want to pick up at verse. See, he's talking about the many side wisdom. Now watch this. See, look at verse 21. I'll start there, 20. 21. That I may call those who love me to inherit substance. See, this wisdom. I'm going to show you what he did. Call those who love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasure. 22. The Lord possessed me when? In the beginning of his way, before the works of old. He possessed wisdom before the works of old. In other words, the works of old is not older than wisdom. Are you getting it? Wisdom was there before God did anything. Now, verse 23 says, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. Before this earth ever showed up, I was set up. Huh? When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountain abounding with water, before the mountain was settled, before the hills was brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the earth, of the world rather. When he prepared the heaven, I was there. When he set up the comforts upon the face of the depths, when he established the what? Clouds above, when he strengthened the foundation, the fountain of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass, his commandment, when he appointed the foundation of the earth, then I was where? By him, as one brought up with him. And I was what? Daily his delight. Rejoicing always before him. If he was God, daily delight, rejoicing before God. And now I've been made to righteousness of God. Now I've been made right with God. How come it can't be my daily delight and rejoicing before me? Yeah. Telling me things to come. Telling me how to handle the situation before they show up. I already got inside information. I already know what to do before they get there. I don't have to try to figure out what to do when they get there. I already know. When you show up, you're going back where you came from. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So let's go back and close. Go back to Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 10. I think that's where we stopped at. To the intent that now unto the what principality and power in the heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Give me to that in the Amplified. The complicated many-sided wisdom of God. In all of its infinite variety and innumerable aspect might be known, made known to the angelic rulers and authorities and principalities and power in the heavenly sphere. Go to the next verse. This is in accordance with the term of eternal and timeless purpose, which he has realized and carried into effect in the person of Christ Jesus our Lord. Come on. In whom, because of our faith in him, we dare to have the boldness, courage, confidence, and free access and unreserved approach to the throne, to God, with freedom and without fear. We dare. God, want you and me to know our position and our authority. These things that come and torture and bring fear, stress, pain, sorrow has no right to you. But if you allow them, and most people don't know, that's why the scripture says, as newborn babes, when a person gets born again, when they first get saved, you want to teach them as newborn babies. You want to give them the milk of the word. The first thing you want to teach a person once they get saved, you are the righteousness of God. You have been made right with God. God has nothing against you. He has given you everything. But you find people... You ask the question, are you righteous? No. I'm trying to be. So like you asked me, are you a male? I don't know, I'm trying to be. If I don't know about all this time, y'all better get put a fast on and